And now let's see if we can afford to buy some food.
The coupon queen, we're calling her local mom, Jill Cataldo. She's used coupons to save her family thousands of dollars.
Jill Cataldo is trying to feed her family of five on a tight budget. There's husband Doug, 12-year-old Angelica, 3-year-old Ben, and 1-year-old Will.
And when you're really good at it, you can make money. Even her daughter is now learning saving is kind of cool.
Next year you'll be able to eat again.
If you're lucky.
Broke, broke, ain't got no dough.
Broke, broke, ain't got no dough. Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the coupon queen, the best grocery store deals of the week. Jill Cataldo, that's C-A-T-A-L-D-O, baby. Spell it right. Tell her what it means to me. Jill Cataldo. Dot.
Well, baby, you're crawling way past your
Come.
Speed.
All right. What's in the stores this week? And be, if you could do it quickly, could you tell me what mystery shopper is? This guy yesterday called up, said he was scammed by a mystery shopper sort of a deal that was offered to him. He was scammed by it. What is a mystery shopper?
A mystery shopper, Donnie, is when the store, well, it's actually a store, they pay another company to find people to go shop in the store, you know, and then give reports on the customer service, basically. As far as that guy, there are a lot of scams out there, unfortunately. If you have to pay to learn about it, it's a scam, period. When you get a mystery shop job, you apply for it just like anything else. I did do mystery shop for a while. It's not as glamorous as it sounds. It's a lot of work. I mean, imagine going to the leading fast food chain with a stopwatch, timing how long it takes to get your order. They tell you exactly what to order. You have to rate the food, rate the temperature, all this. You have about 100 questionnaire, and you get reimbursed for the $2 you spent on the food and about $3 for your time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they just want to, the basic gist of a job, though, is that you want to go in and you're sort of critiquing these businesses for them.
Yes, correct.
How long does it take to get the burgers, you said?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of help do they have? They good follow-up, customer service, et cetera, right?
Yes.
And then you write your report, send it back in, you get
$3. Yeah, it's a lot of work for, you know, the money you get, unfortunately. You can save a lot more just using coupons, in my opinion.
But I thought that you get free stuff with it, not just the money you're paid, but I thought you get, like, if you go to a restaurant, you get free dinner. If you buy clothing, you get the free clothing as a mystery shopper.
That's true, but you have to kind of start low on the totem pole. The kind of mystery shops, I did it for maybe 6 months, and I never got beyond, you know, doing fast food, doing leading electronics store that's in strip malls that sells batteries and things. You'd have to go in and buy a battery and then ask them about phones, but don't buy the phone. You know, like, try to get them angry and see if they'd get angry with you.
Right.
That kind of thing.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, I guess, but it is it's a lot more work than you realize.
Well, how many people employ mystery shoppers? I mean, how many do all companies or big companies just use mystery shoppers, and how often do they use mystery shoppers?
The three companies that I did, and I'm not to say the names. Another one is a shipping company that you would take packages to, and, you know, that was another thing. You know, box up a bag of rice and take it to this place and sell, you know, send it to a food bank, because that was your job. You
right.
know, they would keep the food, and then you had to rate the service for shipping.
Okay.
A lot of companies do, actually, but like I said, you there's a lot more lower-end type jobs than there is go stay at the Hilton for 3 nights for free and rate that, you know.
Boy, now see, there you go. That's a job.
That would be. I never got one of those, unfortunately.
You bag up rice, forget about that. You want me to go to the Hilton and hang out for 3 days at the bar? Hey, find out if their martinis are shaking really cold. Yeah. Okay, yes, sir, I will. Yes, sir, thank you. All right, so mystery shopper, and anyone, by the way, because a lot of people were talking about that yesterday, if you wanted to be a mystery shopper, you were interested in doing that as some sort of a side living or any mm-hmm. living nowadays, how would you do that?
When I got the job, I actually answered an ad in the newspaper. But again, a lot of the scams advertise there, too. The thing to keep in mind is if it has a real job application, just like any other job, it's probably legit. If they start asking you for money to tell you where you're going to work, absolutely not.
Yeah, you know what? Just find the head of the mystery shopper company. Is it called Mystery Shopper?
No, there's a lot of different companies, actually.
Oh, so there's no one person.
No, there's many, many different corporations that do this. But the ones that are reputable, like I said, you're going to apply just like any other job. And, you know, you don't pay for it.
Yeah, because the guy, you heard that guy yesterday, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So he goes, he sent a check. They sent him a check for $1,800 to cash, and they found it, took the money out of his account. It's
mm-hmm.
like so stupid.
No, it really is. And that's the thing, too. They make it sound very glamorous. It's a lot of work, and the money is not that great.
There is Jill Cataldo for Mystery Shopper. Forget about it is what she's saying. I'll interpret for her.
Forget about it, but it's a lot of work. You'd have to do a lot of them in a week, and you maybe only get 2 or 3 assignments a week. So we're talking under $20.
Right, bagging up rice, going to a store,
yes.
and then you get to $3. $20, and then you get $20 at the end of the week.
Yeah, go buy this battery and then ask about, you know, getting a new phone. I mean, it's this kind of stuff.
All right. Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the coupon queen. What is in stores this week?
Well, starting over at Meijer, South Beach cereal and granola bars are on sale for $2.50. But on my blog, which is JillCataldo.com, I've got a printable coupon for $2 off. So you're going to pick these up for just 50 cents a box.
Remember now, you go to our website, you print them out. You don't have to cut them out yourself. Just print them out and take them in and get the free stuff. That's
exactly
how you do it. JillCataldo.com. All right. So that is some, what is it again?
South Beach cereal like granola bars. 50 cents a box.
There you go.
So that's less than a dime a piece.
All right.
Still at Meijer, Skippy peanut butter is for really cheap. They've got it on sale for $1.33. And again, on the blog, I'll show you where to get a 40-cent coupon. You'll pick it up for 93 cents a jar.
There's a very strong division in houses where it's either Skippy or Jif.
Or like mine, then you have the organic moms, and we go for like the non-processed peanut butter.
Well, that's all I know. Yeah, I would never
like
eat Skippy or Jif. Forget about it. No
way. Kids like this.
The kids know it's sort of like a, I want Skippy or Jif. But people are very defined in what they want. It's, I'm a Jif guy. I'm a Skippy guy. And then there's the chunky and the creamy guys.
That's true.
Yeah, I love chunky.
Do you? Yeah. A creamy.
Ken, what are you?
Creamy.
Creamy. Oh, you, sir. Your skin is silky smooth.
The best all-natural peanut butter Kirkland from Costco.
Yes, I have that.
Absolutely, without a doubt, the best.
Trader Joe's is good, too, Kent. I love it.
What is it called?
The Trader Joe's Creamy Peanut Butter. The organic is
I haven't
good
tried that.
All right, there was one other one. I forgot. It's called Natural, I think. It's just called Natural.
Is it this? I know. It's Smucker's Natural.
Smucker's Natural. That's not bad in a pinch. But, yeah, that Kirkland's very good. Very good.
Well, it stays good all the way through. You can keep stirring it up. The oil, for whatever reason, it doesn't turn into a brick at the bottom.
Kent buys in 50-gallon drums.
Yes, I do.
From Costco. He just has the kids dive into it and get it.
Eat your way out.
Eat your way out and you'll come out, Lippy. Daddy, please, I've got to get to school. All right, what else is available?
Over at Target, they have a good deal going on Sobe Life Water, which are like the vitamin waters. They have them as 10 for 10, so a dollar a piece. If you buy 10, they're going to give you a $5 gift card back. So now you're getting 10 for 5. The real trick with this is a lot of the bottles have 50-cent coupons hanging right on them. So if you buy 10 of those, you're going to pay $5 and get a $5 gift card back. They will be free.
That's that Sobe vitamin water,
yeah,
or whatever it's called.
Life water, they call it.
Life water, mm-hmm,
is it
okay.
All water, life water, really?
I don't know. Scamola. It doesn't matter. You'll get it for free at Target if you do it right. South
That's
Beach
right.
Dye, Skippy peanut butter, and Sobe. So far, my bags are getting filled.
There you go.
What else?
Heading over to Walgreens, Equal, you know, the sugar substitute, the little packets. They're on sale over there for $2.49, and there was just a $2.50 coupon in the paper. So $2.49, $2.50, you can get those for free, too.
Right.
Still at Walgreens, Aquafresh toothpaste is $2, but with a 75-cent coupon, you'll get it for 24 cents a tube. When it's that cheap, there's no excuse to not have clean teeth.
There is no excuse, ever.
That's right. Well, I know, but, you know, a few weeks ago, somebody said they were skimping on toothpaste, and I thought, ooh, that's not really the thing to, you know, give up.
Well, I think they're just saying they were buying cheap toothpaste.
Well, this is cheap and good. This is a name brand.
Aquafresh.
For under a quarter. Exactly.
For 24 cents at Walgreens.
Yes.
Is it just one scoop for one brushing, or is it a whole bunch of...
It's the regular size.
Bring your toothbrush by.
You just go up to the counter at Walgreens, hand your toothbrush across the counter, and then they put the Aquafresh on it, and you walk out.
Give them a quarter. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Nope, you'll get the whole tube for 24 cents.
All right.
And then still at Walgreens, with this bitterly cold weather, they've got Kahl's cough drops on sale for 99 cents. There are 50-cent coupons out, so that'll be 49 cents. If you have to be out in this weather, you can have some cheap hauls.
Yeah, see, when someone comes home and says, well, we can't afford, you know, we can't afford this. You can. You got to do a little work, though. You got to do some shopping. You got to go to JillCataldo.com. You'll figure it out. You'll
well,
get
I'm
some good stuff.
Hopefully so that they don't have to do as much work. I've got it all spelled out, like I said, on the blog. You can just go there, read it, figure it out. Very easy.
Very easy.
And
what
then
else?
Lastly, over at Dominick's, they have, you know, their Starbucks locations inside the Dominick's now, if you weren't aware of that. They've got the little kiosks and stuff. In their new flyer for Dominick's, there's a coupon for a free Starbucks tall tea. It's a Tazo tea latte or tea infusion. I don't drink tea, but it sounds pretty good, and it's free. So you just cut the coupon out and go get one to drink.
Oh, wow. Hear that noise right there?
I did. What is it?
That's some kind of weird phone noise. I don't know.
I thought it was a Chrysler Cordova going by.
Cordoba. It is the Cordoba. All right, what else? That's it?
That's it for today. It's time to check out. I'm Jill Cataldo. Visit JillCataldo.com for more deals.
JillCataldo.com. There she is, the coupon queen.
Coupon queen. Smartest shopper I've ever seen. Coupon queen. Milk, cereal, or even greens. Oh, yeah. She is one smart girl. best we've seen. She is the coupon queen.
JillCataldo.com.